All right. Well, I'm in an Irish mood today, so this time we'll go to Northern Ireland. You get a chance to hear my phony Northern Ireland accent. This story is told by Billy Teer, wonderful storyteller from Ireland, Northern Ireland, who's been here a couple of times at the festival, and it's about Jack. Now, in the stories about Jack, sometimes he seems to be pretty foolish, and in this one he's foolish, but it's not his fault. Jack has a trouble with his memory. His long-term memory almost doesn't exist, but his short-term memory is very good. In fact, the short-term memory is the only memory he has. He can only remember what he's just heard, basically. And so one morning, his mom said, "Jack, I want you to go down to the butcher's and get some liver and kidneys." "All right, Mama, liver and kidneys, liver and kidneys, liver and kidneys." So Jack went down to the butcher's, walked into the butcher's shop and said, "Liver and kidneys, please." So the butcher wrapped him up a nice package of liver and kidneys, put a little string around it, gave it to Jack. Jack put it under his arm, started walking home. He's crossing over a bridge, and there, sure enough, he sees a fella under the bridge that looks a lot like himself. And that fella also has some liver and kidneys. And Jack's leaning over, maybe to make conversation with the fella, when all of a sudden, the liver and kidneys falls right out of his hands into the water. When Jack is ever up on the mountainside, lost, he can yell out to his brothers, "Will and Tom, come up! Will and Tom, come up!" So he figures it might work with the liver and kidneys. So he yells down, "Liver and kidneys, come up! Liver and kidneys, come up!" Now there's a man who is a little bit sick under the weather from a bad night of drinking that he's had the night before, and when he hears liver and kidneys come up, well, you know what might happen. "Liver and kidneys, come up!" The man gets sick. He jumps on the bridge and starts hitting Jack over the head. "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What did I do wrong?"
"You shouldn't have said, 'Jack, liver and kidneys, come up. Look what you made me do.' Oh, I'm sorry. What should I have said?" "What you should have said was, 'Mother never come up. Mother never come up. Oh, mother never come up. Mother never come up.' All right, I'll remember that." And he's walking down the road. "Mother never come up. Mother never come up."
Well, there is a farmer sowing grain in his field. Jack yells out to the farmer,
"May they never come up! May they never come up!"
Farmer grabs his hoe and starts running after Jack, hitting Jack over the top of the head. "I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What'd I do? I made a mistake, huh?"
"I'll say you made a mistake, Jack. You're cursing my field. You shouldn't say, 'May they never come up.' You should say, 1 down today, 100 down next year. 1 seed down today, I'll have 100 to put down next year."
"All right, 1 seed down today. 1 down today, 100 down next year."
"That's right.
1 down today, 100 down next year. 1 down today, 100 down next year."
There's a church over there. Jack sees the church, and outside there's some people dressed in black looking very sad. Jack yells out to the funeral party, "1 down today, 100 down next year." The entire funeral party starts running after Jack, hitting him over the head. "I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What did I do wrong?"
"You shouldn't curse the race, Jack. You shouldn't say 1 down today, 100 down next year."
"I'm sorry, what should I have said?"
"What you should have said, 'May they rest in peace.'"
"All right, may they rest in peace. May they rest in peace. I'll remember that. May they rest in peace. May they rest in peace. Oh, yeah, may they rest in peace."
Well, up the road towards Jack comes a farmer who has taken a cow to the slaughterhouse. He's got the cow on a tether, and Jack yells out,
"May they rest in peace. May they rest in peace."
The farmer starts running after Jack, hitting him over the head.
"I'm sorry. What did I do wrong this time?"
"Jack, a cow doesn't have a soul. There's nothing for a cow to rest in peace. I'm taking this cow to market to be slaughtered."
"Well, then what should I have said?"
"What you should have said was, 'Hang the old cow. Hang the old cow.'"
"All right, I'll move. Hang the old cow. Hang the old cow." There's another church on the other side of the road. And outside that church, there's a lot of happy people with one beautiful girl dressed all in white.
"Hang the old cow! Hang the old cow!"
Well, the entire wedding party starts running after Jack, hitting him over the head. "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. What should I have said?"
"What you should have said, Jack, was, 'May they be happy there together.'"
"May they be happy there together. May they be happy there together. All right. May they be happy there together. May they be happy there together." He's walking down the road, and there's a big ditch, and a donkey has fallen into the ditch. The master of the donkey is trying to get the donkey out of the ditch, and Jack says, "May they always be happy there forever.
May they be happy there forever. May they be happy there forever. The fellow jumps out of the ditch and starts hitting Jack on the head. I'm sorry, what'd they do?
You don't want to curse me, Jack, to be happy with my donkey in a ditch. What you should have said was, one out, two out.
There's one of me out now. In a minute, I hope, there's going to be two out. One out, two out. All right, I'll remember that. Walking down the road, one out, two out. He sees a fella coming up with an eye patch. One out, two out. The fella with the eye patch starts hitting Jack over the head. I'm sorry, I did something wrong. What'd I do?
You don't want to curse my other eye, Jack. I only got the one eye. One out, two eye. One out, two, whatever. What'd you say? One out, two out? Well, it was a foolish thing to say. One out, two out.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse your eye. What should I have said?
What you should have said was, may it never go out. May it never go out.
All right, I'll remember that. May it never go out. May it never go out. Jack smells smoke. Sure enough, there's the squire's house on fire. He runs up and says to the fireman, may it never go out! May it never go out! The firemen take Jack and they throw him inside the window of the burning house. Jack's sitting in the window, inside the window of the burning house, and he hears, help me, help me! He opens a closet door, and there is a young woman, the squire's beautiful daughter. Help me, help! I'll help you, says Jack. He grabs her, throws her out the window, one out, two out, and out the window he goes, and there's the squire with his beautiful daughter hugging her, and she's kind of sweet on Jack. Jack, my daughter is kind of sweet on you. Oh, I'm kind of sweet on her. Would you like to marry her, Jack? Oh, I'd love to marry her, and may we always live there happily ever after.